The First and Second Thrift Store offers good deals to shoppers and nice payouts to local nonprofits. Joining us now with the details is longtime volunteer Lois Johnson. Welcome, Lois.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone.
Well, will you tell us how the thrift store got started?
Well, back in 2007, or probably previously to that, a bunch of us kept saying, we need a thrift store. We need a thrift store. People were having a hard time with the large rummage sales for churches, and we thought, how can we do this? And then in July of 2007, we just said, let's go for it, and started on First and Second. That's why we have our name, and the rest is history.
And it did get to be big enough that you have relocated now.
Right. We relocated after the first 7 months. We were kind of cautious when we first started, like, what could we afford? And Brian Olson was needing some people in his building, and he cut us a deal. And being across from the Dairy Queen is a great place.
You're very
location.
You're very visible.
Right.
Well, where do the funds go?
Well, each person who volunteers does a timesheet. And so, like, if you come in and do a two-hour shift, you put down your time and you put down which nonprofit in Cook County you want your monies to go to. And then in January, we're back to an annual payout, what makes it easier for Bev Green, that we take our profits and we hold back a little for the winter month's rent. And we take the hours and divide it into the profits, and there you go. Last year, it was $12 an hour.
That's a good return on that volunteer.
It is a great return.
And what kind of amount could possibly be this January? What's the range? Or
well, we're not sure, but we've had a barn burner of a summer. We've had better than ever. Maybe it was the weather related because we sold winter clothes all summer. But we're guessing it's going to be between 10 and 12. We're not sure. But all of our monies goes back. The only operating expenses we have are our rents and a small amount of money that we pay to the senior center to do all our financial.
Okay. Well, what kind of items can be donated and where can they take them?
Well, the good news is we no longer have our donation center in the senior center garage, which anybody who volunteered there knows it was not very warm in the winter. So now we have the donation center directly behind the store. And you have to kind of go around almost home and get to the back door in 9 to 1 on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And we we can't take baby things because they're always getting... I'm not saying clothing, but furniture, because they're always getting on the list of recall.
True.
Yeah.
They get outdated and
right.
more dangerous things are produced.
So we take household items, some pieces of small furniture, bedding, towels, clothing, kitchen things. Like now kids are coming in that are going off to college and they're trying to find towels and bedding and kitchen items. So if you're not sure, give us a call, and or when you come to the donation center, say, do you take this? And a lot of people are really good about that, and then we can say, we can't, but here are the following places that can.
And they just call 387-1826.
Correct.
Okay. Well, what you're wanting some volunteers, I take it?
Oh, you bet. We're in a transition now. We have us in between summer and in winter. We have five people who regularly volunteer from the park, and they give all their hours to our community, and they will be leaving soon. And so then we have people who are real busy in the summer working who come back to volunteer in the winter. I leave, and then Jerry Grant takes over towards the end of October. She's our winter manager. But we always need people for the store. We need a new donation center coordinator. But we're always in. If you're interested, stop in, get an application, talk to us. We need you.
And you also mentioned about transporting things to Duluth.
Correct. We strongly feel that we should not put anything in the dump. And so we have our surplus. After 7 years, we kind of know what sells in Cook County and what doesn't sell. And so we take our items to Duluth because they have variety of ways to dispose of them and make money there. And so if you it depends on what kind. If you've got a vehicle, it's a couple hours of volunteering. If you've got a truck, it's maybe 4 hours. And if you have a super-duper truck, it's 6 hours. But we're looking at people who regularly go down for medical appointments, or they're just going down to shop or whatever. And we do appreciate those. And we usually put it on Boreal that we're looking for somebody.
Well, we're speaking with Lois Johnson of the First and Second Thrift Store. More information is at 387-1826 and also Bev Green at the Senior Center, 387-2660, can be contacted for more information. And Lois, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just kind of stop in. It's a fun group to volunteer with, but stop in and get a lay of the land and what kind of hours we have. And we're real flexible. If you only can do a couple hours a week, or you have some things you might want to do at home. For instance, we have one person that marks all the jewelry from home. Or I know Jerry's always looking for someone to do the scheduling in the winter, and that can be done from home. But stop in. That's the best way to find out what it's like.
And it'd be nice to shop while you're there.
You bet.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, okay. Lois, and thank you for your commitment to the thrift store and to the community.
It's a fun way, and it's kind of my social life, too.
That's
thank
great.
You. Thanks.
Thank you.
We need to thank the community, and we need to also thank, you know, we have donations from all over the state. And it's Cook County, the community, and beyond is what we like to say.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for
being
here.
You're